Good morning. Operations personnel are responding to a radiological event at the U.S. Department of Energy's Waste Isolation Pilot Plant located 35 miles west of Hobbs near Carlsbad. Information from WIP indicates that at 11:30 p.m. Friday, a continuous air monitor detected airborne radiation in the underground. Access to the site continues to be limited to essential personnel only, but this morning U.S. Representative Steve Pierce says he's been in contact with WIP and DOE officials regarding the initial response.
Well, the initial reaction was that their responses down the hole were pretty adequate.
According to site manager Bob McWilliams, multiple perimeter monitors at the WIP boundary have confirmed there is no danger to human health or the environment. No contamination has been found on any equipment, personnel, or facilities. Representative Pierce said any possible release is minimized by the highly protective filtration system designed to filter any air leaving the WIP repository.
The filters work perfectly. 99.97% of the materials were filtered out.
As a precautionary measure, employees on the surface were instructed to shelter in place, but a determination was made to allow non-essential employees to leave the site. There were no employees working underground at the time, and no personnel contamination has been identified yet, according to Representative Pierce.
The exposure of some of the workers was very limited and very low exposure, less than what you would get if you took an airline flight from here to New York.
WIP officials are on-site assessing the situation and determining the next steps. The source of the airborne radiation is still being investigated.
And their intent is to be back fully operational as soon as possible.
WIP is the nation's first repository for the permanent disposal of defense-generated transuranic radioactive waste left from research and production of nuclear weapons. Congressman Pierce calls it a cornerstone of DOE's cleanup effort.
Everybody realizes that the WIP is one of the most important installations. It's the only DOE facility working worldwide to get rid of waste, and so we want it operating, but we also want it operating safely.
WIP's facilities include disposal rooms excavated in an ancient stable salt formation. Disposal there began in March of 1999. A bad smell led Hobbs police to the discovery of a dead body Friday. Captain Michael Walker of the Criminal Investigation Division says the dead man is 22-year-old Everett Wilford of Hobbs. The Office of the Medical Investigator has ruled Everett's death as an accidental death due to toxic effects of methamphetamine. Walker said officers responded to the 1400 block of East Dunham in reference to a suspicious odor coming from the home. Neighbors had reported a bad smell to police. Officers found a body inside a chest freezer that was in the kitchen. The body was taken to the Office of the Medical Investigator. For KZOR News, I'm Dawn Morgan.